Ready to roll.
Dwayne, so what's going on this offseason?
A lot. A lot of relaxation, a lot of family time, a lot of grinding to get back to be where I need to be to have a good season.
So are you putting on weight, losing weight, staying the same? I mean, what's kind of the picture?
I know I'm grinding hard 2-a-days right now, and I'm pretty fit, as you can see, so... You know, I'm trying to take my game to another level when it comes to being more conditioned and being able to last, you know, a whole full season without an injury. So that's my main goal.
Talk about the injury and the playoff game. We never really, you know, we talked about you might have broke your foot. That's why it affected that last play.
It was a mid-foot sprain that happened, I want to say, like, the beginning of third quarter. You know, but being a tough-minded guy and being able to play with injuries, you know, I fought it out and did my best to try to, you know, help this team win. And, you know, it's healed now. It's 100%, and I'm up and rolling.
Dwayne, this time last year, you predicted you were going to lead the league, I think, in receptions. I mean, you going to make any predictions about this year?
I won't go into predictions. I can go into as hard as I'm going to work, and I'm going to make it contagious for the guys in the locker room to – work as hard as me to get wins instead of looking at numbers, because end of the day, it's about winning. And as you get older, you recognize that and you understand it. And that's where I'm at in my career. I'm all about winning.
A lot of times, receivers, when they get to be about your age, they start getting down in the slot. Are you doing anything maybe to try to stop that and prevent that? Anything different than you normally do?
I'm just taking it one day at a time and not looking into the future. I'm taking one day at a time and working as hard as I can every day, and hopefully it pays off during the season.
Have you changed your off-season workout? How different is it now compared to what it was a year ago?
I have a personal trainer that travels with me, and a nutritionist. And that's when you're younger, you can do all that without all of that, because you're naturally fit and have talent. But as old as you get, you know, your numbers decline, you're not as fast, so I took it upon myself to hire people to help me to get further in this season. So,
how long have you been working with them? A couple months. Months.
2 months.
2 months. Uh-huh. You didn't have them last offseason.
I never had them.
What did last year do to you? I mean, you guys got back on the winning track. I know you're about winning, but you know, just not having the kind of statistical year you used to, is that part of the reason you were motivated to add those guys this year?
Yes and no. You know, I always wanted to get back to the year I had in 2010. But, you know, as long as we're winning and it's contagious and guys are seeing how hard I'm working and the guys that's in the locker room is working, try to make it relevant and just try to keep that same pace going.
What did you see from A.J. Jenkins after he got here last year? What were your thoughts on his game?
He's improving. Every day he's improving. He listens. He wants to be good. And when you're young and you go first round, it's hard to be able to listen to somebody who didn't go first round. And him listening to me and me showing him, you know, the way how to go, he's definitely improving. He wants to be a good player, so that's what we're seeing out of him right now.
Why did you have such a good year in 2010? You talked about getting back to that. What was so good about that year?
I really can't tell you. It was just, I don't know what motivated me. I don't know what it was, but it was just, Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't, and right now I feel that it. I don't know where it's coming from, but just to be around a new group of guys and seeing all your familiar faces, I'm ready to get back to it.
What does it feel like?
Man, it's a great feeling. You see me up there smiling. I can't stop smiling, being around all these good group of guys and just having a positive outlook on the coaching staff. That'll help you as well.
Even though you lost that game against the Colts, do you feel like it was a breakthrough at all as far as what you can do with this offense and what you can do with Alex Smith, the quarterback, finally having that kind of production?
Oh, definitely. It definitely was a boost, because we've seen stuff that we didn't see in the beginning of the season that we've seen at the end that we can also work on for this year in the beginning of the season. That's throwing balls, you know, down the field. And it's been a journey. That last game still stuck in my head, but it's a lot of positive we took from that game that we're going to use in the beginning of this season.
Dwayne, a lot of people think the Chiefs will draft a receiver coming up here in a couple weeks. Do you think that's something that they need, someone to pair with you?
Whatever they're going to do, I got confidence in John and Andy. they're going to put the right people around the locker room. It's not by position or what I need. It's what the teams need. And whatever the team need, I got fully trust that they're going to bring the right guys in to make it work.
Give us a scouting report on the kid from LSU.
Oh. I mean, you guys may know more than me. I try not to backtrack and go into college, but if he came from LSU, he's going to be he's going to be up here talking just like this. So he's a great guy. He works hard. You know, that team over there built some good guys, character-wise, and also work ethic. So he's going to be a good player for us.
Your court case obviously was resolved last week without a guilty plea. You feel like you're still going to be subject to a suspension from the league on this matter?
No, I don't think so, and I pray I don't. But I don't think it will. You know, the words that was released was my words, and you know I'm glad it's over, and I'm ready to show everybody, erase that memory in their head, and get to back playing football.
Was that weighing on you at all this offseason?
Not at all, not at all. So positive right now. I have so much favor. It don't even matter.
Any lesson from that?
I mean, you can be guilty by association. That's one thing I learned about, and I try to preach to kids when I go talk to schools and things like that. Just surround yourself around good people and just know, you know, what's around you at all time. And it might not be you, but you can be guilty by association. And that's one thing I preach when I go talk to schools and parks and stuff like that.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
Got it.